For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to rock out as we have a vocabulary lesson, celebrate the birthday of William McKinney, have a visit from Santa Claus, trot out some foxes, and try to break a bad habit. I came across a new word the other day, and that word is saxicolous. S-A-X-I-C-O-L-O-U-S. It's an adjective meaning growing on or living among rocks, and comes from the Latin saxum meaning rock or stone, and colere meaning to dwell. It's most commonly applied to plants such as lichens. So for this first segment of the show, we're going to rock out. Here's Sid Valentine's Patent Leather Kids.
Thank you. on the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea. There I left my love near the Rockies, where we said goodbye tenderly. Though mountains are high and we're far apart, in my dreams I'm with my sweetheart on the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the
Thank you.
One of the pioneers of boogie-woogie, that was pianist, composer, and lyricist Jimmy Yancey and his composition, Jimmy's Rocks. Jimmy Yancey was born in 1894, or 1898, or maybe 1901, in Chicago. His father was a vaudeville guitarist and singer, and he and his older brother, also a pianist, were part of the act. By the time Jimmy was 20, the Yanceys had toured across the U.S. and Europe, and even appeared at Buckingham Palace. He influenced legendary boogie-woogie pianists Meade Lux Lewis, Albert Emmons, and Pine Top Smith. Yancey didn't begin recording until 1939, and Jimmy's Rocks is one of 16 sides he recorded in December of 1943 for the Small Sessions record label based in Chicago. Before Jimmy Yancey, it was the Girls of the Golden West and one of 64 sides they recorded between 1933 and 1938 on the sunny side of the Rockies from February 28, 1938. The Girls of the Golden West were Mildred Fern Goad, G-O-A-D, who went by Millie, and Dorothy Laverne Goad, who went by Dolly. Professionally, they used the surname Good, G-O-O-D. They were born in 1913 and 1915, respectively, in Mount Carmel, Illinois, but later, in order to bolster their country-western image, they claimed Muleshoe, Texas, as their birthplace, which is also where another famous person was born, my wife. While teenagers, they made their professional debut on radio station WIL in St. Louis, Missouri. They were heard on WLS National Barn Dance in 1933, which led to guest spots on Rudy Valley's radio program, and that led to their own weekly program on NBC and a recording contract. While they both sang, Dorothy took the lead on most vocals and played guitar. We started off that Sexsicilis set with Sid Valentine's Patent Leather Kids, credited on the label of that October 2, 1929 Champion 78, as Skillet Dick and his Frying Pans and Rocks and Gravel. The Patent Leather Kids consisted of Sid Valentine on trumpet, James Slick Helms on piano, and Paul George on banjo. I'm Glenn Robison on mic, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Cynthiana, Kentucky, of drummer and bandleader William McKinney. He played drums as a teenager, and after serving in World War I, he became a professional musician, touring with the Sells Floto Circus Band. Tired of traveling, he settled in Springfield, Ohio, where he worked with a band led by Don O'Neill. With pianist Todd Rhodes and reed man Milton Sr., McKinney formed the Cinco Trio, which was soon augmented to the Cinco Septet, and then to 10 members, becoming McKinney's Cincos. The band played in Dayton, Ohio, and the Green Mills Garden in Toledo, which led to a meeting with Gene Goldkett, who booked the group at the Arcadia Ballroom. They were such a hit at the Arcadia that the National Amusement Corporation offered them a job at the prestigious Greystone Ballroom in 1927. One condition, however, was that they changed the name of the band from McKinney's Cincos to McKinney's Cotton Pickers, which all the members of the band hated, but to which McKinney acceded, thinking it would only be temporary, but their huge success at the Greystone precluded their ever changing it back. Their short but illustrious recording career with Victor began in 1928. Don Redman worked up most of the arrangements, and the personnel varied, but always included the most talented musicians available. By early 1929, the band was playing in various Harlem nightclubs, but disbanded in 1934, a victim of the Depression. McKinney led a dance band in Boston for a time, and from 1937 managed a cafe and worked as a band booking agent. He retired in 1950, moving back to his hometown of Cynthiana, Kentucky, where he died on October 14, 1969. Here are three from McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Thank you.
Someone else's now, I'll get you yet. Yes, that's my vow. And speaking of love, I sure know how, my baby. Love will find a way for us, won't it, baby? And I intend to get you off us, my baby. Oh, someday you'll be mine, but you know it's gonna take time. But wherever there's a will, there's a way. Oh, baby.
Just do. I'll go into your trick steps, and that's hullabaloo. or cheek to cheek, with one hand on your hip, on side, one side, and as you do, you dip, or twirl and clap hands, do stomp too, or go back, clap hands, that hump do.
Well, there you've got one record from each of the 3 years that the Cotton Pickers were in the recording studio. We started off with one from their very first recording session on July 11th, 1928 in Chicago. That was Jelly Roll Morton's Mylenburg Joys with the arrangement by Don Redman. Next, from November 7th, 1929, it was another Don Redman arrangement, this time of a Don Redman composition with a Don Redman vocal on Wherever There's a Will, There's a Way, My Baby. And we finished up with George Buddy Lee, banjoist in the band, providing the enthusiastic vocal on Hullabaloo from July 30th, 1930. There are lots of Cotton Pickers records I could have played from 1930, but I chose that one just so I could say the word Hullabaloo.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week I mentioned that Irving Jones wrote You Must Think I'm Santa Claus. So for this segment, it's going to be Christmas in September. Here's Lil McClintock.
I'm Santa Claus, 'cause Christmas comes every day. You can hear them sleigh bells ringing now, every time you turn around this way. You need not think that I'm a human being, it's nothing but a fraud. 'Cause I bring you presents every once in a while. Don't think I'm Santa Claus. Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a-shining and my heart am a-twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the volume and I'm fine. Oh Lindy, Lindy, sweeter than sugar cane. Oh Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a-shining and my heart am a-twining, meet me there, little Lindy, by the wall, I'm in unbind. Now keep a little close the corner in your heart for me, heart for me. I'll be as good to you as anyone can be, just wait and see. If you promise what I'll ask you, we'll both agree, both agree. Keep a little close the corner in your heart for me. Keep, 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 keep. creep a little close to corner in your heart for me, heart for me. I'll be less good to you than anyone can be, just wait and see. If you promise what I'll ask you, we'll both agree, both agree. Keep a little close to corner in your heart for me. It's Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a-shining and my heart am a-twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the wall, I'm in on the vine. Now everybody wakes but father, he sits around all day with his feet up to the fire, smoking a pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so is sister Ann. Everybody wakes at our house that day, old man. It's Lindy, oh Lindy, you're sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a-shining and my heart am a-twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the wall, I'm in on the vine. Father went to work this morning at a dollar and a half a day. Done took his feet from the fire, done throwed his pipe away. Mother's quit ticking and washing, so is sister Ann. Now everybody's taking vacation, except the old man. It's Lindy, oh Lindy, sweeter than sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. While the moon am a-shining and my heart am a-twining, meet me, dear little Lindy, by the wall, I'm in on the vine.
Here, Sue, you sure is tight.
Just found that out?
You ain't never treat sweet Papa Butter right. Still you run around here asking for this and that.
Why shouldn't I?
Tell me what in the devil is you driving at?
Why, cheapskating Papa, you got your ball.
Is that so?
Why, you never bring nothing when you call. Still you get hot because I don't pet?
Yeah.
Stop your complaining, Butter. Why, you's all wet.
Look here.
What is it?
Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here. Mama, what's mine sure ain't yours.
And what is mine belong to me.
Oh, I see. Something for nothing seem to be your plan.
Yes, sir.
You need to get you a monkey, cause you don't need no man.
Well, nowadays, Butter, when you want something that's nice,
yes,
why, you can't get it if you haven't got the price.
Now, each night, you keep me out of door.
Well, you sure ain't gonna get my key.
Wow, wow.
Well, now pay me for my goods, and you can get your fill.
Now let me know what I'm buying, and I certainly will.
Why?
Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here.
What is it?
I said Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree. No, sir.
Now, Sue, you know I don't pay no money down.
Well, I do business strictly COD.
Oh, now from now on, Mama, I done put this down under my foot.
That's so.
You do a lot of talking, but you never put.
Why, you just got to get along the best you can.
Why?
Because I'm one gal who never talks installment plans.
Now, there's a lot of chops in other stores.
But where can you get good chops free?
Anywhere, anywhere.
Well, now, in my market, I don't put no samples out.
Look here, you know it ain't New Year's, and let me know what it's all about. Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Play it, boy, play it, play it, lay right with it.
Let's get low, let's get low.
Come here, Sue. All last summer, you was running with Brother Bill. Now this morning, you come up asking for a Christmas gift. Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree, no sir.
Thank you.
The Blue Rhythm Orchestra, around November 4th, 1925, with Santa Claus Blues, written by Gus Kahn and Charlie Strait. Not to be confused with Mills Blue Rhythm Band, the Blue Rhythm Orchestra consisted of Charlie Thomas on cornet, Jimmy Harrison on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, soprano, and alto sax, Prince Robinson on tenor sax, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, and Buddy Christian on banjo. The group made just three sides. Before Santa Claus Blues, it was the husband and wife vaudeville team of Jody and Susie Edwards, better known as Butterbeans and Susie, with Papa Ain't No Santa Claus and Mama Ain't No Christmas Tree. And I don't think we'll go into deconstructing or analyzing the lyrics of that song, which was written by Andy Razaf and Alex Hill. The piano accompaniment on that August 13, 1930 OK-78 was provided by Eddie Haywood. We started off this Christmas in September set with the Medicine Show singer Lil McClintock, who was from Clinton, South Carolina, and made four sides for Columbia on December 4, 1930. That was the song medley Don't Think I'm Santa Claus. It includes verses and choruses from four different popular songs, the title song being from You Must Think I'm Santa Claus, written by Irving Jones and Frank Silver. You Must Think I'm Santa Claus was recorded by Bob Roberts in 1904 for Victor and again the following year on a wax cylinder by someone with the surname of Tascott. The other three songs referenced in the medley are by the watermelon vine Lindy Lou, written by Thomas Allen, Keep a Little Cozy Corner in Your Heart for Me by Jack Drislane and Theodore F. Morse, and Everyone Works But Father by Gene Haviz, published in 1905. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and on your internet dial at kislavalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Longtime faithful listener Jim in Iowa sent me an article about Eurasian litoralis, a small fox native to six of the eight Channel Islands, one of which, of course, is Santa Catalina Island, home of KISL. There are six subspecies of island fox, each unique to the island it lives on. Unfortunately, four subspecies are endangered, but federally protected, and there are recovery plans in place. Jim suggested I come up with a segment about foxes, which I've been sort of able to do. The island fox is descended from the mainland gray fox, but here's Ronnie Kemper with Dick Juergens' orchestra to sing about the little red fox.
Jelly-ho!
The little red fox, he jumped the fence and ran through a field of corn. For in the rear he could plainly hear the sound of the hunter's horn. The barking dogs were close behind. Ah, it was a merry chase. But the little fox, he didn't mind, and he told them so to their face.
Nya, 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 said the little fox. Nya, nya, you can't catch me. Nya, 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 said the little fox, singing merrily. The little fox ran through the woods, chased by a barking dog. By leaps and bounds he lost the hounds, and he ran in a hollow log. Nya, 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 said the little fox. Nya, nya, you can't catch me. Nya, 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 said the little fox, singing merrily. You won't catch me today, I'm on my merry way.
Nya, 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 said the little fox. Nya, nya, you can't catch me. Nya, 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 said the little fox, singing merrily.
The hunters chased him across the creek. He reached the other side. He put his toes up to his nose and swelled up his chest with pride.
Nya, 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 said the little fox. Nya, nya,
la 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 la.
Rudy Widoff's Palace Trio with Mario Perry on piano accordion around May or June of 1920 with Red Fox Trot. This Red Fox Trot was written by Edwin E. Wilson, who also brought us Father Knickerbocker and Dream Kisses. But there's also a 1917 Red Fox Trot, which was written by Albert Gumbel, who wrote dozens of songs in the first two decades of the 20th century. The sheet music of Gumbel's piece, published by the Remick Company, has a picture of two red foxes on the cover. Before Red Fox Trot, it was Django Reinhardt and the QHCF, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, in April of 1935 with Ultra Fox. And we started off with Dick Juergens and his orchestra with Ronnie Kemper providing the vocal, including the Nye Nye Nyes, on The Little Red Fox, recorded November 24, 1939. Who knows, the band may have played The Little Red Fox right here on Catalina during one of Dick Juergens' residencies at the Casino Ballroom. The Little Red Fox was composed by Lou Porter, with the lyrics by James V. Kern, Hi Heath, and Johnny Lang, and was also recorded by Kay Kaiser, Hal Kemp, and Bob Crosby.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
The administrator and driving force behind the On This Day in Jazz Age Music blog is my friend Confetta Ann Rasmussen. Each day there are interesting and informative posts about Jazz Age composers, artists, and personalities, and much more. It's a public group on Facebook, but if you're not on Facebook, it's also available at jazzagemusic.blogspot.com. It's a valuable resource for the show, and I urge you to check it out. On This Day in Jazz Age Music on Facebook, or jazzagemusic, all one word, .blogspot.com. Confetta recently posted on Facebook a beautiful black and white photograph of herself in a contemplative pose, sitting on the porch of her home in the late afternoon enjoying a cigarette and a glass of wine. The caption was, "Someone needs to quit smoking." I won't go into that, but here, with Confetta's permission and with best wishes to her and thanks for her Jazz Age Music blog, is a set of rapidly rotating records about smoking, beginning with Arthur's Camp Boys.
Listen, Joe.
What is it, Tom?
There's one thing I can't see. Just why you smoke so doggone much, it kills you by degree. Yes, sir.
Well, my pappy's over 80. He smokes heaps and he ain't dead.
Yes, but if he didn't smoke, he might be 90 now instead.
Listen, Tom.
What is it, Joe?
There's one thing bothers me.
Yes?
You say tobacco's harmful and it kills you by degrees.
Yes, that's right. I'm over 40 and I never smoked nohow. No,
well,
sir.
Well, my granddad's 93 and looks much better than you right now.
Oh, is that so? Hey.
Thank you.
by a campfire, dreaming you're close beside me. In smoke dreams, just smoke dreams.
Johnny Hamp and his orchestra recording on Christmas Eve in 1936 in Smoke Dreams. Smoke Dreams was composed by Nacio Herb Brown, and Johnny McAfee sang the Arthur Freed lyrics. It's featured in the William Powell Myrna Loy film After the Thin Man, where it's sung by Penny Singleton, and it was also recorded by Helen Ward with Benny Goodman, Sonny Schuyler with Abe Lyman, Lee Johnson with Johnny Johnson, and Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo and his orchestra. Next, it was Junie C. Cobb and his Grains of Corn, recording in Chicago on February 11, 1929, and Smoke Shop Drag, a Junie Cobb-Alex Hill collaboration. We begin that smoking set with Arthur Fields and Fred Hall and The Smoking Habit, recorded around June of 1940. On the Varsity Label issue of that record, Fields and Hall were credited as the Sunday Drivers, the name of their long-running NBC radio show, and on the Elite Label, they were billed as Arthur's Camp Boys. Fields and Hall first met and recorded together in 1926. The pair wrote songs together beginning around that time, and many were recorded but not published. Their first published song didn't come out until January 31, 1929. They began writing hillbilly-style songs around 1928, and Fields with Hall and his band recorded under a number of pseudonyms, such as Sam Cole and his Cornhuskers, and Gunboat Billy and the Sparrow. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.